Hello and welcome to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm your host, Vonette Wright, and today I'm going to talk about something that I think we all have experienced at some point in time. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever felt like that you've made some investments in yourself, you've taken time out to redesign, realign, reposition, just do an overall maintenance, just overall everything. And no one acknowledges it. No one even notices it. Well, not just no one. Let's just say friends, family, and peers. You know, you've done all these new things, put all this work into yourself, and you know you feel like a different person. But still, everyone treats you the same way. They still use the same annoying labels sometimes to describe you. They still, you know, hold your past reputation against you. You know, they just don't seem to see it. We've all been there, okay? And sometimes what we do need, we need to have people and our family and our friends, we should say, and our peers, to see the new and improved you and that you can be quite powerful. You know, sometimes this need is for a practical reason, you know, in order for people to shed their past opinions of you. That's one reason. See, I know I've experienced this. I used to be very straightforward, voice my opinion, sometimes didn't always think things through. I sometimes would really get real hot-headed about things and never even stop to think about any consequences. That's the way I used to be. And I had to put a lot of work into changing all of that. And that's a lot of work that can be done, but it is a lot of work because you now have to look at yourself and start all over, okay? And even at work, what about times when you've come up with a great idea or even a great project and no one even seems to even acknowledge it? They don't even want to say anything about it. They just ignore it. Don't give you any recognition. How do you deal with that? Okay. And I know we've heard this. You've come up with a great idea and someone will say, I don't think that's a good idea. That might not work. You'll be broke if you do that, especially if you're trying to open up a business. Or maybe you even heard this. Maybe you should just stick to your job because that's not worth taking a risk. How do we handle that type of negative talk from the people that we are friends with and our family or even our peers? See, it's almost a shocker that people we pretty much assume are going to support us under any circumstances are the very first ones that put massive disbeliefs in our ideals, our goals, and our dreams. See, and if you get preoccupied with what people are saying or seeing you in a certain way, it's usually often those few individuals whose those opinions that you care about a little more than others. See, with these people, I think it's that we have a strong need to prove ourselves. And sometimes we even respect their judgment. But, you know, you have to remember, it's not about them. See, and like I said, these are people that could be family, your friends, your peers, people you even look up to. You know, these are even people that you see belonging to this particular group. They're not going to give you any credit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share some insight with you. Hopefully these are techniques and strategies that you can use. So these are my thoughts on problems with people that are not noticing your change. One, sharing your beliefs. You got to have some boundaries and you've got to share those boundaries. You got to do it anyway. See, I always say boundaries keep everything in the perspective. And you have to let them know that now that you've changed, this is not acceptable. I don't think that way anymore. I don't think about things like that. Or, you know, I don't participate in that. It's okay to do that. It's okay. Now they may not accept it, but it's okay. And it's going to seem a little terrifying at first when you're sharing your feelings about, you know, this is the new me and this is how I am with someone, you know, that you really feel, you know, passionate about or you respect. It's going to make you feel a little scary, even vulnerable, sometimes even exposed. But understand you can do it and it must be done. The second one is understand what you can and what you can't control. And letting go is the hardest part. Now, yeah, it's going to be difficult because once again, this is about you. You have put this time, energy into the new you, the change, and you're seeing no acceptance. No one's even acknowledging it, but you have to let them know. And then if they can't, just let it go. You'll be okay. And they will too. See, your job is to let your family members and your friends and your peers know how you feel and what behaviors of theirs and of yours that is okay and isn't okay with you. And that part you can control. You have to know that. The rest is going to be up to them, and that you can't control. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share a couple of strategies. And starting with number one, it's better if you just don't care about other people noticing you've changed. Now, I know that sounds easier said than done. And you're probably saying, well, she says that so easily. Yes, but I've had to practice to do that. See, even though it's so easy to say, I don't care what anybody says, it's just not going to happen overnight. See, if you're just not obsessed with people acknowledging how different you are now compared to before, it's better if you just mark your success if it is based on an outside validation. Change to be happier for yourself and to access better things in life, not just for approval from people. And it can save your self-esteem. Now, that's not to say you should never care about people's feedback or opinions, because at times we do have to, you know, ask somebody's opinion on things or get some feedback just to give us some insight or ideas. But don't make that your sole reason for trying to change. Number two, other people mostly only notice big external changes. See, again, we're talking about you've put in this time for your maintenance, your overhaul, you redesign, you realign yourself, you reposition yourself. But people sometimes only notice the big changes. And, you know, although they can feel significant at the time, but a lot of changes you make are very subtle, okay? So you have to change in a specific trait quite a bit before it really starts to strike other people. Say, this may take some time. Sometimes it's even years. But anything that is your internal change are not going to be sometimes noticed right away. See, changing in your attitude or outlook on life may, you know, feel really different to you. But your external behavior remains the same. And if that's what's going on, it won't register with anyone. So remember, other people mostly will only notice the big external changes, not the small, subtle ones, okay? So don't get so wrapped up into that. Remember, you're doing this for yourself. Number three, it sometimes takes a while for other people to notice change, okay? It really just does. Again, you've did all this for yourself. If you really change to a degree that other people will notice, sometimes they don't even often pick up on it right away. Sometimes they don't because you can't count on it. Can't go on with the expectations. See, of course, your ego wants them to notice instantly, give you the gratification of being told how much better you are now. But it usually takes that change to sink in for a while. We would love for someone to put a big billboard up that says X, Y, and Z has changed and I have noticed it. It's just not going to happen. Just say you've changed in acting in certain situations. I know that's been for me. I used to be very reactive and not proactive. And if you give a new response, people will probably chalk that up as, okay, that's a new, something new, but they're not going to say anything. You probably have to do this a few more times over and over before eventually it may all come together and they'll look back and notice that, you've been acting a little different, you know, because they do say that. And over time, they will notice that change. Now, don't get discouraged if they don't tell you, because within yourself, you know that you've made that change. So just know it's going to take a little bit of time. Number four, people won't always say that you've changed out loud. Now, I know we want people to say it. Oh, I see the change in you. Oh, I'm so proud of the change in you. They're just not going to do it. See, when you want people to acknowledge you've changed, what that means is you want them to say it out loud and in front of you. I know I do and have wanted that. But if someone notices you've changed, they may not feel the need to say anything. How often do you hear people say, wow, way to go, you've totally changed, or you're so much more likable now and worthy now? Some people they're just not gonna do it, and that's just not their style. So they mention it maybe to somebody else, you know, especially in families, but they're not gonna say it to you. And they may even purposely not want to compliment you or give the satisfaction of having you even know that you've improved, but it's okay. As long as you know it within yourself, things will be okay. Number five, and it kind of goes with number four, people often don't even tend to notice when someone changes. Some people just don't even notice. You know, they don't see it. They don't understand it. They may see you in a way and just never notice that you've put this time and effort into repositioning and redirecting yourself. And you don't get that acknowledgement from them. So if someone perceives that you changed in the way that they don't like, this is something you need to remember. The classic response is going to try to force you back into the old way. Because see, you're now in a different light, in a different way, and you know it. So they're going to try to keep you in that box. So that's when they don't even notice it at all. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a break here. We're going to be back in 30 seconds, and I'm going to come back with some more techniques and strategies on how to accept when you change and no one even acknowledges. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Get ready for Hype Beauty Hair and Skin Podcast with the dynamic duo, Dana Johnson, part owner of Kumba Wellness Fitness and Apparel, where you will receive healthy tips for dieting, exercising, and keeping fit in order to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Hi, Monica James, natural stylist and owner of Naturally Native Exclusive Hair, Skin, and Beauty. I'll be discussing ways to improve your daily beauty regimen to enhance your beauty naturally and information on keeping your skin healthy, beautiful, and glowing. Don't forget to check us out
every Saturday
at 1 p.m. where we'll be discussing beauty, hair, skin, and fitness.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Okay, welcome back to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm your host, Vonette Wright, and we're talking about how to accept when family, friends, and peers don't acknowledge that you've changed. Now, we're at number six. Now, this one is so profound. You may not be interacting with people in a situation where your change shows up. See, let's just say you spent a lot of time to become more comfortable, maybe talking to strangers, or you've come to the point that you are now more level-headed, or you think before you react. And you're hanging around your family and old friends or peers or whoever. Why would they notice that you don't act that same way anymore? See, you've got to be confident with new people. It has nothing to do with being around people you know. So any progress you've made in this area, it will not be apparent to them. See, when you're with the same crowd and in the same situation, those people are just not going to notice any changes in you. So you may be just interacting in a situation where it's not even going to show up to them. Okay, number seven, you come across to every person in a different way. This is something you need to know. Depending on the context you interact with them in and how your personality and interests mesh up, everyone is going to see you different. See, your supervisor, who you don't probably talk to a whole lot, may think, you know, see you as very serious and reserved, wherein that your family and your friends, you know, they're really comfortable with you and maybe loves your sense of humor, or they don't, you know, may see the real you as lively and gregarious and outgoing and, you know, lots of fun. You can change, but if you have a relationship with someone that tends to emphasize certain traits, that person may never see the new you. So come across differently with everyone. You got to know this. Number 8, some people may never change their opinion of you. And God in heaven, I know this, and you find this a lot, mainly with family. For all the reasons mentioned above, some people just never come to see you differently from how they've always thought of you. Like family members, as I said, their view of you may be too entrenched because they've known you way too long to ever think you could act any other way. You can't win them all, and you can't get everyone to like you. And it takes such a lot of energy to try to prove to them that, look, I've changed. You know, this is not me. Again, that's easier said than done, but you can't care about their attitude. And you can only care and concern yourself with what you can change. See, it's just like a light switch. You got to turn it off and you got to turn it on. All right. So number 9, if your past reputation is holding you back, you may just have to change your environment. And that's something really heavy. See, sometimes it doesn't matter what you do, who you are, how you've been. You just cannot shake an old reputation or the way you are with some people. And that prevents you from accessing the things you want. Maybe respect, responsibility, understanding, compassion. No matter how much you try to convince your family and your friends that you're different, it's going to fall on a deaf ear. And it keeps you getting the same poor results you always have. And at times, the right decision is to cut your losses and move on to a new environment where the people that you meet now will be able to see you more objectively, changing that environment. Number 10 is gonna be one that I think is really profound. And that's just, you know, you're more likely to get some positive feedback from new people. See, when you change your surroundings and who you're around and who you're with, you know, they're new. They don't know the old you. You're showing up now with all the new energy and everything that you've put into yourself to make these changes. And as time goes on, the people that you meet are more likely to respond to the new you. You know, they don't have any preconceptions about you and what type of person you used to be or how you used to be. They can only see you with fresh eyes. And with people you know, their view is obscured and there's that layer of baggage and notion that they've already formed. So if you want validation of people saying how great you are, new people are more likely to give it to you, okay? So I've given you 10 great tips and I hope they're helpful to you. They've been very helpful to me. I now show up with the new Vonette and I see things differently. I see things with new sets of eyes. And when my friends or my family don't get it, it's okay, because guess what? I'm not in charge of them. I'm only in charge of me, and it's okay. So I want to leave you with 2 quotes, and you know my one special scripture. But here's a quote that I found. People will notice the change in your attitude towards them, but they won't notice their behavior that made you change. And we know that to be true. And number 2, sometimes you miss the memories, not the person. And you think about it. Now that you change and they don't even acknowledge it, sometimes you do miss the memories, the fun, but you don't necessarily miss the person. And of course, my favorite scripture, which is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. This is Vonette Wright. This is the hand that you've been dealt. As always, be kind and good to yourself. but be kind and good to someone else.